So, hello everyone.
大家好。
I know it's been a trying time over the last few weeks.
这几个星期呢都是非常困难的。
Everyone had to stay indoors.
那每个人都要在家里。
I hope that everyone is keeping well.
希望大家都安好。
And that we will continue to keep our hearts and minds on our Lord.
我们继续的把心跟心思都放在神那里。
And pray that during this time, Yahweh will be able to speak to all of us.
希望在这样的一个情况里面呢，Yahweh神会继续的与我们交谈。
So keep well and keep safe.
请大家呢，就是要很小心，也大家也安好。
So we're going to continue to meditate upon God's word.
我们现在就是要来思想神的话语。
And before we do that, let us turn to Yahweh in prayer.
我们现在就是祷告，先祷告。
Let us pray. Our Father, we commit this time into your care.
我们的天父，我们把这个时间交在你手里。
May you be with all of us.
请你与我们大家同在。
Wherever we are.
不管我们在哪里。
And that, Father, we may really put our hearts and minds on yourself.
也把我们的心跟我们的思想都放在你那里。
We pray that you will speak to our hearts.
请你与我们的心灵交谈。
As we look into the significance of the death of our Lord Jesus.
就是关于耶稣的死的意义。
So we pray that you will help us.
请你帮忙我们。
And give us insight and understanding.
给我们洞察力，让我们明白。
So we commit this time now into your care.
我们把这个时间交在你手里。
You lead us by your word.
请你用你的话语来带领我们。
Grant to us a sense of direction.
也给我们有一个方向。
That even though we may be in this unique situation.
尽管我们是在这很独特的情况里。
We know how to continue to look to you and to serve you.
但是我们却会知道要怎么样的去侍奉你。
So hear our prayer.
我们请求听我们的祷告。
We thank you.
我们感谢。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so we'll continue with the meditation on Jesus' death.
我们就继续来在思想这个耶稣的死。
Yeah, as I mentioned before.
就是我以前提到的。
That Jesus' sacrifice and those in the Old Testament does not have an exact correspondence.
就是关于耶稣的牺牲呢，在旧约里面其实没有一个很完整的相同的地方。
I think the greatest difference is that in the Old Testament, human sacrifice is forbidden.
就我们所知道呢，在旧约里面呢，人祭呢是在旧约里是禁止的。
And yet in the New Testament, we find that the Lord Jesus offered himself up as a sacrifice.
但是呢，在新约里面呢，我们知道呢，耶稣却把自己给献上了。
And also we know.
我们也知道呢。
That in the Old Testament is the worshipper who is offering the sacrifice.
那在旧约里面呢，就是那些献祭人哦。他们自己献上这些祭物的。
But in Jesus' case, he offered himself. But the point here is that it was his enemies who put him to death.
那我们知道在新约里面呢，耶稣把自己献上了，但是也知道是他的仇敌呢把他致死的。
And they certainly weren't thinking of sacrificing to Yahweh.
那当然，他们就不觉得这个是个牺牲来的。
So how do we understand the death of Jesus?
那我们要怎么明白呢？耶稣的死。
Well, in order to understand it, I think we have to think of the spirit of Old Testament sacrifices.
如果我们要明白这一点呢，我们就要明白旧约里面关于献祭的。
After all, in the New Testament, it stresses on the spirit of the law, but not the letter of the law.
因为在旧约里面呢，强调的不是字句上的那个律法，而是属灵上的律法。
So we, in order to understand even the Old Testament sacrifices,
就是要来明白旧约里的那个献祭呢。
We have to ask the question, what do they symbolize?
我们要问呢，这是象征什么呢
What is the spirit of the Old Testament sacrifice?
那么旧约里面的献祭其实是在讲什么？
What are they for? Right?
是为了什么呢？这个献祭。
So once we understand the spirit of the matter,
当我们知道这献祭的的意思呢，
we begin to understand what the New Testament is talking about.
那我们就可以开始明白呢，新约里面所讲的是什么。
Now, I'll begin like this. So let us look at Romans 12, verse 1.
我们先看这罗马书十二章一节。
So look at Romans 12, verse 1.
十二章一节。
And here it reads, "Therefore, I urge you, brethren," or perhaps you just read in Mandarin. 嗯，
所以弟兄们，我以神慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Okay, so you will see immediately here what Paul is saying is.
所以现在你可以看到呢，保罗要讲什么呢
？Is that in order to worship God?
如果你要侍奉神
，it involves sacrifice.
啊，你一定要这个献上。
And that is why you see here, Paul is saying he does not mean literal sacrifice.
那当然，这里不是讲是这个活祭，不是讲是人祭。
And therefore, when we talk about presenting ourselves to God,
所以当我们讲把自己的身体献上。
And he's talking about spiritual service of worship, right?
这里讲的呢，就是属灵的崇拜。
In other words, our whole lives is given to God.
就是呢，我们把我们整个生命呢是献给神的。
And when he speaks of body as a living sacrifice,
当我们说这个身体是活祭的时候
，he's talking about every aspect of our physical life.
就是我们的生活的每一方面。
In other words, whether at home,
不管是在家里
，whether in our relationship with our own family,
不管是我们与家人的关系
，or whether at work,
或者是在工作
，and relationship with our co-workers,
或跟我们同事们
，or whether at school,
或在学校
，our relationship with the teachers and students,
跟老师跟学生的关系
，all these we demonstrate what it means to be a sacrifice to God.
从这里当中呢，我们是否能够表达什么是献祭呢？
So we're talking about very practical aspects.
所以是非常实际的。
That whatever we do,
不管我们做什么
，in our physical life,
在我们的生活里
，it is always an act of sacrifice to God.
就是在我们生活里，我们其实是在献祭。
So now you can see how important this is.
所以这是非常重要的。
Because for us, when we think of worshiping God,
因为当我们想到崇拜神的时候
，it actually costs us nothing.
对我们来讲是不用付出任何代价。
At most, we are just sacrificing some of our time.
最多呢就是说我们奉上几秒钟哦，几个钟头而已。
And maybe some of and our effort.
或者是一些精力而已。
And maybe we might want to contribute something financially.
我们在钱方面想做一些小贡献。
So in terms of sacrifice, it's really not that much.
当然，如果说你要牺牲什么，根本就是不是很多的。
But for the Israelites,
但不过在以色列人来讲
，when they go to God to worship,
当他们来到神去崇拜他。
They have to bring the best of their animals.
他们是要把他们这个动物里面最好的献出。
And all the other things that they have to purchase, right, to bring along with them to perform the sacrifice.
还有其他东西他要买的就是把他们就是要这个做出这个祭品的时候，祭品的准备。
Yeah, and of course their time, their energy.
然后他的时间，他们精力。
And if you live far from Jerusalem,
如果你住得很远，在耶路撒冷远的地方。
And there are expenses, right?
那还有其他你要付出的开销。
When they travel from the other places to Jerusalem,
从最远处来到这个耶路撒冷。
So you can see for them it costs quite a lot.
所以对他们来讲，其实他们付出很多。
And so you can see for the Israelites when they worship God.
所以这个以色列人当他们崇拜神的时候
，it involves a lot of things that they have to bring to God.
所以要涉及到好多东西，他们要带给神。
So it costs them something.
所以 对他们来讲是有代价的。
Now we begin to understand.
所以我们现在可以开始明白。
Whereas in the Old Testament,
在旧约里面
the people of Israel, when they offer to God,
所以这以色列人当他们献给神的时候
they understand it would cost them, it would not cost them nothing.
因为他们很明白的啊，他不是说他们不用付出任何东西的。
Now you will see here, for example, let's look at 1 Chronicles 21 verse 24. 1 Chronicles 21 verse 24.
就历代记上。1 Chronicles
21
24. 1 Chronicles chapter
21.
Okay, 21章24节。
Yeah,
okay. 大卫王对阿尔南说，不然我必要用足价向你买，我不用你的物献给亚威，也不用白得之物献为燔祭。
So you can see, even for David,
所以这个大卫在大卫来说，
he will not offer a burnt offering that cost him nothing, right?
他不会献在一个燔祭呢是白得来的。
Because in his mind, every time he comes to Yahweh, right?
因为在他的思想里面，每次他来到 Yahweh,
he must present something as a gift to God.
他一定要有东西献给神的。
That's why this presenting a gift, right?
所以这个献礼物
is precisely what the Old Testament sacrifices are all about.
就是旧约里所讲的献祭。
Because in their mind, sacrifice when they come to Yahweh to worship Him.
当他们来到 Yahweh 面前要来敬拜他。
The whole mentality is, I've come to offer you something.
所以他们整个的思想里面就是，我来的时候我是要献一些，献东西给你的。
Now why would they think like this?
为什么他们要这样想呢？
Well, the reason is, if you go to 1 Chronicles 29,
如果你去这历代记上，
1 Chronicles
29章
verse 14
14节
and 16
跟16节
So if Elizabeth could read for us.
我算什么，我名算什么，仅能如此乐意奉献，因为万物都从你而来，我们把从你而来的献给你，我们在你面前是客旅，是居住积聚的，以我们列祖一样，我们在世的日子如银子不能长存。要为我们的神啊，我们预备这许多材料，要为你的圣名建造殿宇，都是从你而来，都是属你的。
Okay, so you see here the whole reasoning.
所以你看看他整个意思。
Everything that they receive is from Yahweh.
他们所有的一切都是从神而来。
And so when they come to Him, they're returning to Yahweh what Yahweh has given them.
到神面前的时候，他们只是归还给神，神所赐给他们的。
And that is why even Philo, the Jewish philosopher, right?
所以这个就是根据这个 Philo。
During the Lord's time,
就是在耶稣的时候。
And he says that when the Jews are offering sacrifices, they're merely acting as stewards.
所以他说呢，当这个犹太人，当他们献出礼物献祭的时候，他们只是把他们所拥有的，把它当成是来看管。
Nothing that the people had, they considered is not their own.
他们从来没有说他们拥有一切的是属于他们的。
And they had whatever they had because God has given it.
他们知道他们所有的一切是神赐给他们的。
And that is why David can say, "We're only returning to you what you've given to us."
所以大卫才说呢，我们是归还给你，你所给我们的。
So God gave them to return it to God.
所以神给了他们，他们再归还给他。
And that is why you will find the best of their flock they give to Yahweh.
所以他们最好的动物，他们都会献给神。
And there's no sense of being selfish in any sense.
所以在当中呢，他们从来没有这个自私的思想。
In other words, Yahweh is teaching them.
所以 Yahweh 是在教导他们。
When you come to me,
当你来到我面前。
You covered nothing, all right?
你不能贪婪任何一件东西。
Because I've given you all this.
因为我已经给你一切了。
And what do you have to offer me?
所以你要给我的。
It's only a fraction of what I gave you.
只是我所给你的一个小部分。
But the important thing is they want to honor God.
但是最重要的呢，啊，他们是要尊重神。
They've come to worship.
他们是要来荣耀神。
To submit themselves to God.
他们是要来服从神。
To honor Him, right?
啊，就是来荣耀他。
Now all these are familiar, very familiar. You understand the spirit of the sacrifice.
所以这些都是我们很熟悉的。当我们知道献祭的意思。
And you see that all these are reflected. All these principles are reflected in the New Testament.
这个原则都是在新约里面可以看到的。
And that's why you can see that in the act of sacrifice.
所以当他们来献祭。
They are expressing their love and devotion to Yahweh.
他们是在神面前表达他们的爱。
So even in sin sacrifice offering, I mean,
就是关于罪，他们在为罪献祭。
Well, what is the whole mentality?
在说赎罪祭的时候，整个思想是什么呢
？I want to repent.
就是我要悔改。
I want to get right with you.
我要跟神和好。
So that I can devote my life to you.
这样我才可以啊，把我的全身啊。奉献给神。
So you can see that in every instance, it is an act of devotion.
所以在每一刻的时候，他们都是要来奉献给神的。
So Yahweh has provided all the regulation concerning sacrifices.
所以神已经啊让他们看见了献祭的这个条例。
For the Israelites to express their love and devotion to Yahweh.
就是让这个以色列人来表达他们对神的那个爱跟奉献。
So we read in Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
我们看罗马书十二章一节。
And what did Paul say?
那保罗说什么呢
？It's not animals this time.
那这里讲的不是动物。
It is to present our whole life.
就是把我们整个生命给献上。
Offer up to God our entire life.
就把我们的全生命献给神。
And that life must be holy and acceptable.
那当然，这个生命呢，一定要圣洁，而是。被神悦纳的。
In other words, implicit in this verse, right, is the fact that you need to put away anything that is displeasing in Yahweh's sight.
所以就是从你生命那些不干净、神不喜悦的东西，你一定要把它清除掉。
We have to repent, readily repent.
我们一定要悔改。
And quickly get right with God.
而且快快的与神和好。
So that we can continue in this whole attitude of giving our lives.
这样我们可以继续的说把生命交给神。
So in other words, how would Israel fulfill the first commandment?
这样子以色列人是怎么来完成这个啊第一个诫命呢
？To love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and
就是尽心、尽力、尽性。爱神 Yahweh.
Well, they do it through the sacrificial system.
所以就从他们献祭啊这个条例里面呢，他们已经表达了这个爱。
Now we know in the history of Israel, of course, they diverted from that, right?
所以从这个以色列的历史里面呢，我们知道了他们开始离开这些献祭了。
And that's why the prophets were sent to rebuke them.
所以这个先知呢就过来责备他们。
Okay, calling them to repent and returning to Yahweh.
就是他们要悔改，归回啊神。
All right. So you can see what is the whole mentality right here, all right?
所以他们整个的思想是什么呢
？But you can also see the reason why they are doing this.
让我也知道背后的。那个理由为什么他们这么做
？And Romans chapter 12 verse 1 says.
这罗马书第二章。
I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God.
就是呢，弟兄们呐、啊，所以弟兄们，我以神的啊慈悲劝你们。
Now, of course, we cannot respond to God in love.
当然呢，我们不能够回应神的爱。
Unless we ourselves experience something of love.
除非我们自己在。亚威那里呢，经历到他。
We experience his mercy.
我们经历到他怜悯，他的怜悯。
We experience his compassion.
经历他的慈爱。
We experience his generosity.
经历他对我们慷慨。
His kindness to us.
对我们的 好。
And this is the basis on which we offer our sacrifice.
就是这样的一个经历呢，我们才能够把自己给献上。
But clearly, nobody will give their life to anyone.
当然呢，我们没有一个人能够把我们的生命献给别人。
If you have not experienced anything good about that person.
如果你从他那里没有得到一些好处，
because,
一些好处。
Because here we are talking about a love relationship.
我们这里讲的是一个爱的关系。
It's important to understand.
所以我们要明白。
That when we talk about offering ourselves.
当我们说我们把自己献上的时候。
Then we're really talking about a love relationship with Yahweh.
我们这里讲的是与亚威神的爱。
So it's good that every morning when we get up.
所以当我们每天起身的时候。
We can start with coming to Yahweh.
我们就开始去到亚威那里。
And offer up our whole life to Him for the day.
就是当天呢，把自己的生命给献上给神。
I have my breath because of you.
我能够呼吸呢，是因为你。
My life because of you.
我有这个生命是因为你。
My health because of you.
我有我的健康是因为你。
Everything I have, you've given to me.
我所有的一切都是你给我的。
So now, as a good steward, fine.
就是作为一个好管家。
I'm now committed to doing your will.
我现在就是委身的来实行你的旨意。
None of these things matter.
没有一件事是对我有关系。
What matters is you.
最关要的事呢，就是你。
And my relationship to you.
和你的关系。
So like Paul says, we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
所以就像保罗所说的，我们将我们自己献上。
Every moment when we are still alive,
就是每一个时刻，当我们活着，
we learn to be a sacrifice.
我们要学习成为一个活祭。
Now, of course, Israel also know. Right?
当然的，以色列人也知道。
They also know that in order to offer their lives up to God,
他们也知道，如果要献上自己的生命，
they have to be committed to do His will.
他们要委身，要来实行他的旨意。
And they also know what God's will is.
他们也知道神的旨意是什么。
And God's will is to love the neighbor as yourself.
对，神的旨意就是爱你的邻居如爱己。
In other words, it's not just empty words.
这里不是就是胡乱讲。
After you've offered your sacrifice.
当你献上祭的时候。
And when you go back.
你回去。
Well, you have to learn to live right in your relationship with your neighbor.
就是在你的生命里面，你要跟你的邻居们都是相处的好。
And so it's important to see, even in the Old Testament.
就是很重要的，就是在旧约里面。
That Yahweh expects the people of Israel.
就是亚威呢，是期望这个以色列人。
To live justly, right?
就是他们的生命是很公义的。
To show compassion for the weak.
对于这个弱者呢是有爱心的。
To consider other people's needs.
也会去想别人的需求。
So you can see that all these things that Israelite must be able to fulfill.
所以这个以色列人呢一定要来实行这一切。
So the return to this matter of sacrifice.
所以我们再回来献祭这件事。
You can see if we offer ourselves to Yahweh.
如果我们把自己献给亚威神。
We must understand that this sacrifice also involves our relationship with others.
所以我们也知道呢，当我们讲献祭的时候，是与别人有关的。
So that we cannot say I love God but I don't love my brother.
我们不可以说我只爱神，我不爱我的弟兄姐妹。
In other words, we can't go to church and pray to God.
我们不能说去教会然后向神祈祷。
And worship God.
就崇拜神。
And then come back home.
回来的时候。
And live in a very disgraceful manner.
在这个家里呢是做出很丢脸的事。
Okay. Now let's move on quickly.
我们就继续。
Now you will find one more thing here.
有另外一件事呢。
Okay, just let me. Oh yeah. Okay, so Going back to God's mercy.
那关于的神的恩典。
So we have to go back right back to the time of Exodus.
我们就、right? 就要回去啊、这个出埃及哦，出埃及记。
So if we look at Exodus chapter 4.
我们看第四章。
Verse 23.
看二十三节。我对你说，我对你说过，容我的儿子去，好侍奉我。你还不肯容他去，看哪、啊，我要杀你的长子。
Now this is Moses speaking to Pharaoh.
所以这个是摩西跟法老讲的话。
And here it says, "Let my son, that is Israel, go."
这里说呢，容我的儿子，那就是以色列人去。
That they may serve or worship me.
这样他们可以侍奉我。可以来崇拜我。
Now, I think it's quite easy to see.
所以这很容易看到。
Right. If we're going to live a life of sacrifice.
如果你要、啊、活出这样的一个献祭跟牺牲。
It involves service.
这就涉及到呢、就是要服侍。
And that's what Yahweh says.
所以这是 Yahweh 所讲的。
Now, here you have the Hebrew word.
所以这希伯来文。
That they may serve me can also mean that they may worship me.
就是说他们可以侍奉我，也可以说他来敬拜我。
So you can see that worship is actually a very practical thing.
所以这个敬拜、崇拜都是非常实际的。
So we have to give ourselves to God.
我们要把自己献给神。
To do what?
是来做什么呢？
For to serve Him.
就是来侍奉他。
Right. So in a way, if we do it rightly.
如果我们做对的时候。
When our lives are right with God.
就我们的生命在面前是对的。
And we experience His leading.
然后我们经历他来带领我们。
We experience His empowerment.
我们经历他啊，给我们力量。
And all that is part of worship.
这全部呢，就是来敬拜。
So you can see that God has delivered Israel from Egypt.
所以呢，我们看见呢，神解，这个搭救了这个以色列人从埃及。
And it's all condensed into only one word.
所以这里呢，就是只有一句。
That they may worship me.
就是他们会来崇拜我。
Well, if you ask, what does that mean?
那这又是什么意思呢
？I think I've already explained all that.
我已经解释了。
In fact, this very sentence, "Let my people go, or my son go, that they may worship or serve me."
说关于这句呢，说容我的儿子去，好让他们来侍奉我。
This occurs 7 times in Exodus.
这在出埃及记呢出现了七次。
As if to emphasize the perfection.Of this objective,
就是要来强调呢，啊，这个目的是很完全的、完整的。
All right, now let's turn to the New Testament.
我们看看这个新约。
But you also see one other thing.
那另外一件事就是呢。
And that is, in every sacrifice,
在每一个牺牲、每个献祭
，there is also prayer.
都有祷告的。
So it depends on what the sacrifice is for.
那我们要看看这个献祭是关于什么呢
？So the Israelites could if it's a matter of sin, they would repent and confess.
如果是罪的话呢，他们一定要悔改，他们要忏悔。
And ask Yahweh to forgive them.
也要祈求神来宽恕他们。
So be praying a prayer of repentance.
他们可能是在祷告悔改的祷告。
And if they want to offer a sacrifice of a peace offering.
所以如果是要献上平安祭。
Well, they will be praying for God's favor.
他们也是要请求神来恩待他们。
So in this case, supplication, praying for grace,
就祷告神给他们恩典。
Maybe you pray for somebody else,
或者是为别人代祷。
So you have here, the matter of prayer that comes in all the time.
所以你可以看到啊，每次都是在讲祷告的。
And of course, needless to say, if you come with a thanksgiving offering, of course you come to Yahweh to give thanks.
所以你如果说你是来感谢神的话呢，你就这个祭呢，就是说要感谢他。
And that is why Jesus says.
所以耶稣说。
In Mark 11 verse 17.
在马可十一章十七节。 便教训他们说，经上不是记得说，我的殿必称为万国祷告的殿吗？你们倒使它成为贼窝了。
So you see here, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nation.
他说我的殿呢，必称为万国祷告的殿。
So it's not just for Israel.
但这里不只是说是以色列人。
But for the whole world.
而是给全世界的。
That the whole world will come to worship Yahweh.
全世界都会来敬拜神。
And they worship Yahweh through sacrifice and prayer.
他们敬拜 Yahweh 的时候是献祭跟祷告。
Now, that is why you see, right, when we talk about Jesus' death.
当我们说到耶稣的死。
We must see that for the Lord Jesus.
那对耶稣来讲呢。
While he was hanging on the cross.
当他被钉十字架。
Even before that.
在之前呢
，He was deeply in prayer all the time.
他呢、
right?
是一直的都在祷告
，praying until the final moment.
就祷告到最后
，supplicating before God.
就是一直的来请求神
，praying for his disciples.
也为他的这个使徒来祷告
，praying for those people who put him on the cross.
他的门徒祷告，也为了。也为了他敌人那些把他钉上十字架的祷告。
So you can see the prayer is very integrated into sacrifice.
所以我们看到呢，祷告呢跟这个献祭是非常有关系的。
So you can see what goes on, right, in the minds of the Israelites.
所以你可以看见呢，在一些以色列人民的思想里面。
Now let us turn to Hebrews chapter 13.
我们看希伯来书第十三章。
Verse 15. Wait a minute. We'll read the verse. Verse 12 and 13.
我们看十二节跟十三节。
We read verse 12 and 13 first.
所以，耶稣要用自己的血叫百姓成圣，也就在城门外受苦。这样，我们也。
Hebrews 13:12-13.
这样我们也当出到营外，就了他去，忍受他所受的凌辱。
Okay, so you can see what the writer of Hebrews is saying.
所以这个以色列的作者不是。希伯来书的作者是这样讲的。
The great problem with us is that we only read verse 12.
我们最大的问题呢，就是我们只关注十二节。
So Jesus suffered and died.
那这里说呢，耶稣受苦死了。
To sanctify the people.
就是使他的百姓成圣。
That's very good.
他说哦，这个非常好。
But we tend to forget verse 13.
但是我们却忘记了十三节。
The writer of the Hebrew says, "So let us go out to him."
所以这个希伯来文的作者说呢，我们当出到营外，就跟他去。
In other words, we join him in that suffering.
就是在他受苦里，我们一定要参与。
And he says here, bearing his reproach.
就是要去忍受他所受的凌辱。
In other words, bearing the disgrace, right, that goes with the cross.
就是。在这个十字架他所受的凌辱
So this matter of participation
所以当我们说参与
In the sacrifice of Christ
就是耶稣的献祭
Of course we cannot sanctify anyone
当然呢我们不能使人家成圣
Nor redeem anyone
或者是去赎救人
But we can suffer the same disgrace Right.
但是呢，我们可以跟他一样的去接受这些凌辱。
Yeah, to take the insult.
就是能够接受别人给我们的侮辱。
That comes with identifying with Jesus.
就当我们认同耶稣的时候，所受的那一苦。
Yeah, and then we read verse 15.
让我们读第十五节。 我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人，嘴唇的果子。
So you can see what the writer of the Hebrews is saying.
所以希伯来文作者这样讲。
Again, you see the prayer comes in, right?
所以这里就讲了这个祷告呢。
That even in this kind of sacrifice,
就是像这样的一个献祭。
You offer up a sacrifice of praise to God.
你献上的是颂赞为祭的献上。
Now, it's easy to offer praise.
当然呢，如果我们说要赞美是很容易讲出来。
A lot of people in church we do praise God.
很多人在教会都会去赞美神。
But why doesn't the writer of the Hebrews say?
但是为什么希伯来书的作者没这么讲？
Continually offer up praise to God.
他为什么没有说呢？继续的去赞美神。
I mean, you can drop the word sacrifice.
你不用说为祭嘛，为祭不用讲这句话。
But you see, the point is, even the praise is a sacrifice.
但重点呢，就是说这颂赞也是个祭。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we already saw in verse 13.
因为呢，从十三节我们都看到了。
That it is hard to praise God.
其实是很难去赞美神的。
When you're in a very difficult position.
就是当你在受苦的情况里。
When everyone turns against you.
当每个人都敌对你的时候，
When you're being insulted,
当每个人都侮辱你的时候，
people put you down,
当别人贬低你的时候，
And you find that in this kind of circumstance, it's very hard to praise God.
在这样的情况里， right? 我们知道是很难去赞美神的。
In other words, when we suffer for His name's sake,
当我们为他的名字而受苦的时候，
we offer thanks to God.
我们能够献上赞美吗？
And that is a way of acknowledging or confessing the name of Jesus.
这样其实是在认同、承认耶稣的名。
So now we have every occasion.
所以我们现在有好多机会。
To offer thanks to God.
是能够献上感恩。
Because with COVID-19 around.
因为现在有这个新冠病毒。
And we all have to stay at home.
我们每个人都要待在家里。
Of course, you find there's a lot of inconvenience.
当然是很多的不便哦。
So going shopping is also a hassle.
要去买东西也是个问题。
Because when you go to the supermarket, you have to queue up.
你要去超市，你还要去排队。
Or the pharmacy.
或者是药房。
And you can't go to any shop because they're all closed.
你不可以去另外一些店，因为全外面的店都已经关了。
So it's a lot of inconvenience.
所以是很多的不便。
So what do we do?
那我们要做什么呢？
You find that a lot of people are complaining.
所以现在很多人是在抱怨哦。
We moan under this kind of inconvenience.
所以在这样的不便里面呢，就是一直在埋怨哦。
So you can see the problem.
所以问题就在这里了。
It's just an inconvenience.
这只是一个不便而已吗？
And we already complained.
但是我们已经在埋怨了。
The day I was on a bus.
我当天在这个巴士里。
Going to the supermarket.
我去超市。
And then on the way back.
在回来的时候。
Bus driver was driving a little bit slow.
这个巴士司机呢，驾驶得很慢。
In fact, I didn't even notice.
我根本就没有察觉到。
But there's a lady there.
但有一个妇女在当中。
She was complaining to the bus driver.
她就一直的在抱怨。
Can you drive faster?
你可以快快的驾驶吗？
It's too slow.
你太慢了。
So the bus driver gave her a piece of his mind.
那台司机呢，就当然不高兴了。
And well, he did apologize.
当然之后呢，他也认错。
But he never sped up.
当然，他没有这个快快的驾驶了。
So you can see, even a minor thing like this, we complain.
所以这小事而已，都已经在埋怨了。
So you find that people are like that.
所以我们人都是这样。
We don't like to be inconvenient.
我们不喜欢这些不便的。
And so we hope that this virus will go away.
我们希望这个新冠病毒就快快的走开。
And we can do whatever we used to do.
这样我们可以继续在做以前所做的事。
But you can see, we are talking about the sufferings of Jesus.
当我们说耶稣的受难。
How are we going to offer thanks to God?
我们要怎么样的来献上感恩呢？
If we cannot endure inconveniences.
就是在这不便之中，你也容忍不得。
So it's you get more of a challenge, for example.
其实就会越来越是个挑战。
If you have to stay with somebody you don't like.
如果你跟一些你根本不喜欢的人住在一起哦。
Or someone you work with who is a bad character.
或者你跟一些他的性格上不是很好的在一起哦。
That is more of a challenge.
就是实际上是很大的挑战。
You can see the sacrifice of praise to Yahweh.
所以你就看到呢。所讲到颂赞之祭
Thanking God for all these
在为这样的一个情况里面来感谢神
right?
感谢他给我们的这些挑战
And praying that Yahweh will help you to overcome
也呢、请求耶和华神能够帮你胜过这一切
Not to allow all these things to get to my own heart
不让这些事来干扰你
And affecting my temperament
和你影响到你自己的情绪
But instead to learn to walk in the way that Yahweh walked
不过呢就是能够呢
taught us to walk
就是能够跟随着这个耶稣的脚步行
Now one of the points we have to realize
那有一点呢我们一定要明白
Before we close
就是我们在总结之前
Is this small word, small phrase
就是一小段句子
We see that in verse 15
在十五节
of Hebrews 13
就是十章章希伯来文希伯来书
How do we offer up sacrifice?
我们要怎么样献祭呢
Through him
就是透过他
right? Through Jesus
借过耶稣
We offer up sacrifice
我们献祭、
right? Now you don't just offer sacrifice just like that
你不只是说就这样的去献祭
We do it through him
我们是透过耶稣、
right? Now you see the same thing In 1 Peter chapter 2,
我们看彼得前书第二章
verse 5,
第五节。你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
So you can see, how do we offer up spiritual sacrifice?
我们是要怎么献上灵祭呢?
How is it acceptable to God?
怎么样才能够得到神的悦纳?
It is through Jesus, right?
是透过耶稣,借着耶稣。
You know, what does this mean then?
那这又是什么意思呢?
Well, it means that we have to do it the way the Lord did.
就是呢。
Right?
我们要跟随这神这个耶稣的方式一样的去去效法他
In other words right, We have to ask to so connect with our Lord Jesus right,
我们一定要跟耶稣有这个联系
That we know we are listening to him
我们是听他的
right, And of course we know that the Lord Jesus never functioned on his own.
我们知道呢，主耶稣呢，从来不是独个做事的。
So how did he live a life of sacrifice?
他是怎么能够活出这样的一个活祭来呢
By listening to the Father,
就是一直听耶和华神的话。
By communing with the Father,
就是跟神天父呢交流。
So you can see two aspects of the Lord Jesus.
所以耶稣这里有两方面。
The first is that his whole heart and mind, right?
他整个心思意念
is utterly devoted to Yahweh.
都是全部的委身奉献给耶和华。
Every day of his life, he's expressing his love for Yahweh.
在他的每一天，他都表达出他的爱。
And secondly,
第二呢？
We can see that the Lord Jesus is constantly led by the Father.
我们看见呢，主耶稣呢，一直的是被神来带领的。
And in the words of John 14 verse 10,
就是约翰。
It is the Father abiding in him that does his work.
就是约翰十四章里面所讲的，是天父呢，是住在他里面，住在耶稣里面来。成就他的工作。
So throughout his ministry,
所以他整个使命里
，Jesus is conveying the words of the Father.
他一直的都是来表达父的话。
He's functioning by the power of Yahweh.
他也是一直的 在运用着亚威的权柄。
So once we understand this,
当我们明白这一些
the twofold, aspect,
就这两方面
was Jesus' whole attitude towards Yahweh,
就是耶稣的整个对亚威神的态度
and how Yahweh works through our Lord Jesus.
那亚威神是怎么样的在耶稣的里面运行
and that's how he became a sacrifice.
所以他才成为了这个祭品
and he wasconsummated, if you put it this way, on the cross.
而且这个就是在他的献祭，就是在这个十字架完成。
So we're going to offer ourselves.
所以当我们说我们要把自己献上
，we walk in the footsteps of our Lord Jesus.
我们一定要跟随着耶稣的脚步行。
Now let's look at Romans 15.
我们看罗马书十五章。
16.
第十六节。使我为外邦人做基督耶稣的仆役，做神福音的祭司，叫所献上的外邦人因着圣灵成为圣洁，可蒙悦纳。
Now Paul is saying that now he's offering up the Gentiles, not just himself, but the Gentiles as well.
所以现在保罗说呢，他是献上外邦人，不只是他自己。
To God.As a sacrifice,
就是献上给神存祭。
Now, how did he do it?
他是怎么做的呢
？Well, we have to read verse 18.
那我们要看第十五啊，十八节到第十九节。除了基督借我做的那些事，我什么都不敢提，只提他借我言语、作为，用神迹奇事的能力，并圣灵的能力，使外邦人顺服。甚至我从耶路撒冷直转到以利古，到外传了基督的福音。
Now you can see the secret, right?
所以我们看到这里的。
How did Christ accomplish, the work through him?
那耶稣是怎么样的在保罗身上完成这个工作呢
？Again, you can see through the Spirit of Yahweh, through the Spirit of God.
就是靠着。亚威神的灵。
So this is what it means, right?
所以这里就是这意思。
For Paul, the whole secret is very simple, right?
这对保罗讲，整个秘密呢就是这个。
To be a living sacrifice.
就是成为一个活祭。
Which simply means not I, but Christ.
就是说，不是我，而是耶稣。
And there you see in Galatians 2:20.
我们看加拉太书第二章。二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Yeah, I've already been crucified.
他说呢，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Now he lives in me.
现在他活在我里面。
Right? And there you see Paul is saying, right? He accomplished what Christ has accomplished through him.
所以神能够成就在他这个保罗身上呢
？Through the Spirit of God.
是透过
亚
威的灵。
Now he can offer up the Gentiles.To Yahweh,
所以他现在可以把外邦人给献给
耶和神。Because now they've learned to be obedient, right?
因为他们现在已经学习顺服。
Their hearts are now perfect.
他们的心是完全的。
And ready to give their lives to Yahweh.
而且是愿意的把他们的生命交给神了。
Paul says now he can offer them up because they've been sanctified by the Spirit of God.
这个保罗说呢，他现在可以把他们献上了，因为他们。已经被圣灵给洁净了。
So how does this apply to us?
这怎么来应用在我们身上呢
？Right now.
就是现在。
I think it's important.
是非常重要。
Right? Since we can't do very much.
我们现在不能做好多事哦。
We can't be in physical contact with anyone.
我们根本不可以跟某人相遇。
Well, thank God, we still have the internet.
那当然，我们还有视频啦。
We still have the post.Canada Post, right?
我们还有可以这个写信啊。
So there are lots of things We can do actually.
其实有好多事情我们还可以做的。
We still can be in touch with people.
我们还是可以跟别人交流的。
So what do we do?
那我们要做什么呢
？Well, we can always devote ourselves in prayer.
我们可以把时间也放在祷告里。
And that's where we come back to the matter of prayer and sacrifice.
就回来的这一点就是关于祷告跟献祭。
So who do we pray for?
我们要为谁祷告呢
？Well, let the Lord lead you.
就是让神来带领你。
Let the Spirit of God lead you.
让神的灵带领你。
There are people we can pray for.
就有些人我们是需要为他们祷告的。
There are also people we need to be in touch with.
那有些人我们也是要跟他们交流的。
We can show concern.
我们要关心他们。
And once a while to ask how they are.
有时候要问问他们怎么样了。
So you can see there's still.Quite a lot of things to do.
所以其实有好多事情我们可以做的。
Instead of just minding your own business and minding your own work,
就不是说只单单关心自己的工作跟自己而已了。
So we ask Yahweh.
所以我们要问耶和华神。
What is it that I can do, right?
我是否能做什么呢
？And Yahweh might bring to your mind.
可能耶和华神会带领你。
People you could pray for.
有些人你可以为他们祷告的。
People you need to be in touch.
哦，有些人你要去关心他们。
So as to discover what are their needs.
去能够发现呢，他们有什么需求。
How you can pray for each one.
也可以知道要怎么样去为其他人祷告。
We can still be a living sacrifice.
所以我们还是可以成为活祭的。
But above all, I think we need to understand who our Lord Jesus is.
当然呢，最重要的是我们要。明白了解我们的神耶和华是谁
How did he relate to Yahweh?
就是耶稣是怎么跟耶和华神交流
What are the principles by which he functions?
他是用什么原则
And we see all that in the four gospels.
所以在这个四个福音里面都可以看到
So we can use the time also to deepen our understanding of the word of God.
我们也可以用这个时间呢来修读来读这个神的话语。
So instead of spending time on Netflix, right,
而不是说把时间看放在这个 Netflix
or YouTube,
或者是在看那个 YouTube 视频
啊， right,
或社交视频。
It's not that we are not allowed to do that.
不是说不允许你了。
But I think our time can be well spent.
但是呢， right, 就是说我们一定要好好的应用这个时间。
To do the kind of things that Jesus
wants. 就是我们所做的一切一定要使到神喜悦。
So we should love the Lord our God.
我们要爱我们神。
With all our hearts.
我尽心。
Soul.
尽性。
Mind.
尽力。心。
Right. Because the mind is part of the body. Right.
就是我们的思想上面呢，我们也要尽力。
And in our everyday activity.
就是我们平常所做的一切事情。
Right. Especially whether at home.
不管是在家里。
Or those restricted.Number of places that we can go.
或者是那些我们可以去的地方。
So I hope everyone will be in touch with Yahweh.
就希望呢，大家呢都是跟这个耶和华神是有交流的。
We pray for the church.
我们要为这个教会祷告。
To remember all of you.
因为要为大家祷告。
Especially the seniors.
尤其是我们当中老一辈的。
So we pray for everyone.
我们要为每一个人祷告。
And I hope that Yahweh will keep you.
就去耶和华神能看守你每一个人。
And we pray that Yahweh will strengthen you.
也祷告神给大大的加给你们力量。
And keep you all close to Him.
也使你们与他亲密。
So we thank God.
我们感谢神。
Through our Lord Jesus.
透过我们的主耶稣。
Our supreme sacrifice, right?
就是为我们献上自己的。
And that we all learn to follow him.
我们学习跟随他。
Continue to learn throughout our life here on earth.
就是我们度下在这居住在这世界的时候，我们要跟随他。
To be a living sacrifice, just as he did.
就是要成为一个活祭，就像他一样。
So let us close in prayer.
我们就总结了。
Father, we thank you for this opportunity.
我们亲爱的天父，我们感谢有这样的机会。
To meditate upon your word.
来去思想你的话语。
We pray for each one in the church.
我们要为每个人祈祷。
We pray that you will continue to watch over them.
我们每个兄弟姐妹
continue to draw their hearts after you.
请你看守他们
that they will not, each one will not forget you.
请你带领他们
but
把他们带进你那里让他们不会忘你
that they may learn to draw near to you.
他们就学习的能够啊来靠近你
to meditate upon your word.
来思想你的话语
to pray to you.
也会向你祷告
committing their lives to you.
把自己委身给你
and also to remember one another in prayer.
啊，为我们的教会的人啊来代祷。
So we thank you.
我们感谢你。
We praise you even for these difficult times.
即使在这样的一个困难的时候，我们要感谢你。
Continue to pray. You will give us understanding.
请求你给我们啊能够明白、
even、
了解。
Even in this situation.
即使在这样的情况里面
So hear our prayer.
听我们的祷告
You commit each one into your care.
我们把每个人交在你手里
We thank you.
我们感谢你
Amen.
Amen.